And Lord, we ask you to help us to see the wisdom there is in seeking first your kingdom and your righteousness. Not just this year, Lord, but throughout the years to come. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So we've looked back. Let's look ahead. And in the light, then, of God's faithfulness to us, how do we view 2008? How should we view it? Now, I think verse 34 helps us here. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. So for all those who maintained verse 33 in their lives, who continue to seek his kingdom and his righteousness, the message for 2008 is don't worry, be happy. Not quite be happy. Be joyful. Be trustful. At every turn, at every circumstance, we have the option and the opportunity to turn our worry to worship, as has been said earlier on. That's wonderful to know, isn't it? That we can actually, instead of worrying about our worry, we can worship and let God have them. You know, the word tells us, cast all our cares upon him because he cares for you. And he wants to do the caring. So let him and focus on worship. Worshiping him who's able to care for us. You've heard it said, we may not know what the future holds, but we know who holds the future. That's far more important, isn't it? It's far more powerful. Do you remember last year's verse? Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord, plans to prosper you, not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future. Has he changed? He hasn't changed his mind either. He still has this plan for us, and he wants us to prosper in 2008. So as we look to 2008, let's look first to the Lord, and not to the trouble and the challenges that might be ahead. Trouble will find us soon enough. As the word said, each day has enough trouble of its own. Do you know the words of the song, "There may be trouble ahead"? I'm very tempted to sing it, but I'll have mercy on you. There may be trouble ahead, but while there's moonlight and music and love and romance, let's face the music and dance. Well, I'm not suggesting we have moonlight and music and romance to face our troubles with, but we do have Christ. We have the overcoming Christ by his Spirit with us. And he's promised to be with us, hasn't he? Always, even to the end of the age. He's with us in 2007, and he'll be with us in 2008. In fact, he's been there. He's been there. And he knows what it holds. And he's already planned a path for us through 2008. One of the things I do regularly is read a proverb. And I came across a proverb while I was preparing this message. It's Proverbs 2, verse 8. And it just, again, reminds us of the fact that he has a plan for us and he prepares a way for us. And it says this: for he guards the course of the just and protects the way of his faithful ones. He guards the course of the just and protects the way of his faithful ones. He has set a secure course for us to follow in 2008. A protected course for us to follow. Now, I have a nav man. Does anybody know what a nav man is? It's a picture of a nav man. There you are. It's a car satellite navigation instrument. Now, I've had this for a couple of years now, and I found it very, very useful. Especially if you're going somewhere for the very first time. And often I'm having to make journeys to places where I haven't been before. Mine is limited to the UK at the moment. I have to borrow someone else's if I'm traveling in Europe. But they're very good, as long as you know where you're going. You know, you have to know your destination. The more information you have, the better it likes it. Especially if you've got the postcode. It loves the postcode. And then it'll actually take you to the very door if you have a house number or a street number that you go into. I trust it so much these days that I don't take a map with me. There you are, it's faith for you. It's very good, but it's not perfect. For example, if I come across a diversion, it doesn't recognize it. Or if there's been a new layout to the roads, it doesn't recognize it and persists on telling me to go where I can't go. And so I could end up just going in circles, or I have to go to a completely different location and reconnect to get directions. So it isn't perfect. Now, as we look to 2008, we have something far more precise and far more wonderful. We have a nav God, not a nav man. We have a God who wants to navigate us through 2008. And he's able and he's willing to successfully do this and to take us to our destination, if we're clear where we want to go. And that's the question for you, really. Are you clear? Do you know where you want God to take you in 2008? And if that destination is in line with your seeking first his kingdom and his righteousness, guess what? There's a plan. There's a path already laid up. And he will direct you every step of the way. Do you believe that? It's true. So where do you want to see God take you? Do you want to see him take you further into his purposes? To see his purposes fulfilled and his kingdom extended through your life? God would love to take you on a journey that extends his kingdom and fulfills your life. He'd love to. And he wants to take us places we've never been. We haven't been into 2008 yet, have we? But he wants to take us places in our experience with him that we've never been. There's a threshold for each one of us to break through yet. And I was challenged by this as we were praying early on. There's a fresh threshold of obedience that God wants to take me through that will take me to places I didn't dream of with him. And for you too. That's what he wants for you. If your desire is to see him extend his kingdom in your life and through your life. And his desire is to give us a way through after every diversion or blockage we might face throughout 2008. Now, as I say, he's been there. He has seen what the devil's up to. He has seen what the world's up to. He knows the devil's schemes already. In fact, he knew them before the devil conceived them himself. Or what man will do. And he will help us to foil the devil's schemes in 2008. He has seen what the world would do to try to lure us away or compromise our faith. And will help us to stay on course, undeterred. He has seen how our flesh will fail. And it will fail in 2008. And has already planned a grace way through to blessing and prosperity. He's got a victory course for each of us if our hearts are set on him. If we want to seek his first his kingdom and his righteousness. Is that what you want? Is that your highest priority for 2008? You're going to have a great time if it is. And together, if we can share that vision, we're going to have a great time together. And our community will be blessed. And our world will be blessed as a result as well. How do we glorify him? Well, by keeping on seeking him. And how do we demonstrate that? By trusting him and doing what is right. That's what righteousness is, isn't it? Doing the right thing. I came across a poem by a guy called Norman MacLeod. The title is Trust in God. I don't know if anybody has heard it before, but it was encouraging to me. And this is how it goes. Courage, brother, do not stumble. Though the path be dark as night, there's a star to guide the humble. trust in God and do the right. Let the road be rough or dreary and its end far out of sight. Foot it bravely, strong or weary. Trust in God and do the right. Perish policy and cunning. Perish all that fears the light. Whether losing, whether winning. Trust in God and do the right. Trust no party, sect or faction. Trust no leaders in the fight, but in every word and action. Trust in God and do the right. Simple rule and safest guiding, inward peace and inward might, star upon your path abiding. Trust in God and do the right. Some will hate you, some will love you, some will flatter, some will slight. Cease from man and look above you. Trust in God and do the right. You can't go wrong there, can you? As we seek to do the right and to please him, he will guide us and he will provide for us in 2008. Do you believe that? Now, one useful thing about a nav man is that if you take a wrong turn, it will instruct you how to get back on course. But it won't take you there. It'll just tell you you're wrong and you've got to take a left instead of your right. And that's okay. But with God, we get far more than instruction. We get empowerment. We get him helping us. Not just telling us what to do, but helping us to do it. Taking us where he wants to take us. And we will lose our way, one way or another. And the way back for those who lose their way is the way of repentance and faith. Taking ourselves back to God and asking him to redirect us. And it will often require a change of mind and change of direction. Turning from our own selfish plans, as Steve was sharing, to God's plan. And choosing to follow him. Where is the place of repentance and faith? I'm asking a question. The cross. Thank you, David. Well done. We were reminded of the cross this morning, weren't we? And the power of the cross. And how we need the cross. So the cross will remain the place where we'll get direction when we've lost our way in 2008. We'll need the cross to choose God's course for us. Whenever we have to turn back from our own selfish ways. And this will need to happen often. In fact, it may be a daily journey. In fact, it will be. For me, it's a daily journey. I have to go to the cross each day to have my sins forgiven so I can begin a new day ready to hear God to direct my steps. And it's the same for you if you intend on following him and seeing his purposes fulfilled in your life. We'll do it daily because each day will have enough trouble of its own. We will always need the cross. It's at the cross where we're going to win our daily battle against the world, the flesh, and the devil. It's at the cross where we can see our way out of our predicament. It's where we can ask the question, Lord, where do I go now? What do I do now? Please direct me. And it's at the cross where we get the power to resist evil and temptation. So let's not take 2007 sins and burdens with us into 2008, folks. We have an opportunity to begin a new year forgiven, ready to do the will of God. Isn't that wonderful? For him to direct us in new ways, fresh ways, wonderful ways. So let's not take this year's sins into 2008. Yeah? Then as we prayerfully face each day, we will know daily strength for daily challenges and be armed against temptations, old ones and new ones. God doesn't want us to worry, as we said earlier, but wants to bless us in 2008 beyond our wildest dreams. And that's the truth. He really does want to bless us and take us places we've never been. And the way to those blessings is not hidden. It is to seek first his kingdom and his righteousness. So let's seek him. Let's seek his reign in 2008. Let's choose to live God-directed lives. Then together, we can just watch heaven send its richest blessings. Because that's what God wants for us. To open up heaven's doors for us and to bless us beyond our dreams. Our verse for the year is not true just for 2007, is it? It will remain true, folks, all the way to heaven. All the way to heaven. Shall we pray? You can pray your own prayer. For those who know they've been going their own way and realize that it's not taking them anywhere, it's just taking them around in circles, and they want to break out of that circle and choose to follow God. Somebody this morning asked, how can I know God? How can I have God in my life? Well, it's easy. It's to say sorry for the things that you know you've done wrong, for the choices you've made, and to choose God's plan for your life. And he has a wonderful plan for your life. Just say to him, Lord, sorry for all the sin I've committed, for the things that I've done wrong. Please forgive me. I do believe in Jesus, the one who died on the cross for me, to forgive me for my sins. And I turn now from everything I know to be wrong in my life. Please come and lead my life now in the way that you want it, by your Spirit. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If that's your prayer, then you've begun a journey with God that will take you to places where you could never go on your own. And for all of us, let's choose to seek first his kingdom again. And let it not be a verse for 2007, but a verse and a truth we'll take with us always. Father, please, continue to speak to our hearts and to lead us, Lord, to seek first your kingdom and your righteousness. Because, Lord, we know all the resources we will ever need are there for us if we seek to follow you. Help us to do so, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.